Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Global insurer Allianz Commercial issued its annual Allianz Risk Barometer, which ranks the top business risks for 2025 globally, as well as by country, industry, and by company size. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and here to speak more about that is Tom Varney, Regional Manager for Allianz Commercial. Tom, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks so much, John, for the invite.
So, Tom, cyber again tops the global risk concern this year with 38%, the largest margin ever between number one and number two. What were the main factors that continue to drive this risk across the globe?
Well, John, it seems that we're right now, there's a rise in ransomware type attacks that companies and actually corporations are seeing as we go forward. And the consequence of this is attackers are changing some of their tactics because there is more of a switch of data between a personal data between different companies. So there is that openness that's happening. The other thing is there's a uptick in legal type situations with wrongful collection and processing of data. So we're seeing an uptick in those types of class action suits. So those two aspects are actually causing this to be one of the top risks or the top risk in 2025.
Now, business interruption is ranked number two at 31% in this year's global risk rankings. What are we seeing in terms of business resiliency in regard to business risk?
Well, as you know, BI is the most, or business interruption is the most interconnective risk of the risk barometer. And it's usually the consequences of events like natural catastrophes, fires, and cyber attacks. One of the things that we're seeing is a change with the attacks in the Red Sea. We also saw the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which is causing different supply chain exposures and different supply chain concerns that it's happening. And we're actually seeing a disruption or supply chain disruptions with global effects occur every 1.4 years. And that's on rising. The other thing that we're seeing with this is a push towards technology or the use of technology in order to support supply chains and their logistics. This is starting to be a little bit overwhelming for individuals and things like that, but it's hoping that this type of technology added to it will give a better opportunity for us to look at those types of disruptions and try to control some of those aspects as we go forward.
You mentioned natural catastrophes, and Nat Cat has again landed at number three, which is closely linked to climate change, which rose to number five. How much of the Nat Cat exposure is impacted by the respects of climate change?
I think what we're seeing is obviously we had a above average hurricane season. We've had some in the U.S. We've had floods in Europe, and also we had a earthquake in Japan. One of the things that we are seeing is also 2024 was the highest temperature that was recorded. So that whole year was the highest temperature. So we are seeing something happening. We're also experiencing what we call severe convective storms, which are severe locally generated type storms that are creating huge rain and wind and electrical lightning and things like that. So something is changing. So we are seeing some aspects of this as we're looking at the severity of the types of events that are happening. So I think that really, as we look at climate change and we look at some of these aspects that are happening, it is creating a more severe type of exposure to businesses as we go forward.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Now, changes in legislation and regulation was still ranked at number four, but the overall percentage rose from 19% to 25%. Tom, what aspects spiked this increase in respondents this year?
I think it's the change in governments across the globe. Obviously, within the United States, we have a new administration coming in here. There is a lot of focus on you know what regulations are in place, you know, and what needs to change. I think the aspect, one of the things that was said in the risk barometer, the Wild West of deregulation, and I don't think it's the aspect is not that regulations are bad, or that. You know, what we want to do is we want to look at how are these regulations administered, what are the risks with them, and what are the things that we can do to best help businesses comply with those types of things as they go forward. So really the focus is how do we make the compliance with regulations easier for businesses to go going forward. And that's really what we want to do is how can we work with them and go forward with that. So that's really what the aspect is how do we look at the regulations and how do we work with businesses to make sure that they can be compliant with those in the most easy fashion possible.
Were there any changes that surprised you in this year's risk barometer rankings?
I think the one that surprised me, not surprised me, but I thought was interesting was the new technologies. I think as we look at the aspect of AI, you know, ChatGPT and those types of things that are happening, I think, you know, it's really going forward and the technology is not gradual. It's going forward at an increasingly expedient rates. And what we're looking at is, you know, how can businesses who need to adapt AI to actually be competitive. But also with the AI adoption, it's going to start introducing new risks that need to be addressed and need to be looked at. Also, the thing that we need to do is we look at as new technology is what are the regulations around this and what are things that need to happen, which seem to lag as we go forward. So that's the thing that I want to watch as we go forward is to see where new technologies kind of lands as things go progress over the next few years.
So, Tom, how can insurers work with brokers and their insureds to mitigate some of these top risks?
I think the biggest thing or the most important thing is business resilience. Understanding what is happening, understanding when you have changes within your business, what risks are added, and what are the other things that may be impacted by the changes that happen. The thing that we need to do is also is how can we better communicate between insurance carriers, clients, and brokers to make sure that they're understanding what are their business needs and how can we best support them going forward with the products and services that we offer. And that's really the best way to do that. So, you know, and again, the changes in technology will require changes from the brokerage side and the carrier side to address these as we go forward.
Tom, as always, pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much, John.
That was Tom Varney, Regional Manager North America for Allianz Commercial. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.